Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes of Inside Carolina with you. And Greg, Carolina's baseball regular season is over. The Tar Heels go 44-11, 23-7 in the ACC, get the second seed in the ACC tournament. Carolina's season, though, Greg, just a record-setting one all the way around.
Yeah, no doubt. And especially when you factor in the fact that, you know, the last 2 years, North Carolina had posted a losing record in ACC play, have not made the NCAA tournament during those 2 years after, you know, a string of six College World Series appearances in 8 years. So really kind of a couple of down years, but they bounced back unbelievably this year. The 23 wins is a program record. North Carolina, by beating Duke on Friday and Saturday, clinched that series. They won all 10 ACC series. That is also the first time in school history they have done that. And when you start talking about those six previous College World Series appearances, some really good teams in that group, some really good players, Dustin Ackley, Andrew Miller, Daniel Bard, Robert Woodard, a lot of really good players. And so for this team to accomplish some things that none of those guys and none of those teams did before speaks to really how well this team has played all year long. As Mike Fox said after the game on Saturday, they've had a really good run. Now they want to see if they can get it, keep it going, let it continue into the postseason. That starts this week in Louisville, ACC tournament in North Carolina. After that, is certain to host at least the first round of the NCAA tournament.
Carolina and ACC tournament, they start on Wednesday. ACC tournament starts on Tuesday. The Heels, the two seed, and a familiar foe in the new pod system. We'll talk about that tomorrow.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.